We've seen it many times where someone thinks that they can save $50 or $100 here or there by cutting off this component and switching it, you know, with something different. But what they're really doing is shooting themselves in the foot by causing a programming conflict down the line somewhere. And of course, their end user is not typically going to be educated about that. And so how in the world would they know that unless we tell them?
I'm talking today with Dana DeVance, Vice President of DeVance AV Design. DeVance AV Design offers unique solutions for homeowners' electronic lifestyles. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you, Nick.
Maybe we can start out by telling us exactly what is an electronic lifestyle.
Well, an electronic lifestyle can be a multitude of things. Most people think of us as a home theater company, which we are, but we are not limited to home theaters. What we do is we create custom solutions for our clients in their homes, whether they want a home theater or they just want a surround sound system, or maybe they want what we would consider the full electronic lifestyle, which is they have whole house music, they have lighting control, they have access to see their surveillance cameras remotely. They would have control of their shades and draperies, as well as home theater, as well as music outdoors, as well as control in the palm of their hands with their iPad or their iPhone. So an electronic lifestyle is going to encompass all of these things.
Great. You do a lot of things, which is much more than just home entertainment systems. But when people think about home entertainment systems, they might visualize a high-powered receiver, a Blu-ray, DVD player, a DVR and a big screen TV monitor, and perhaps some kind of surround sound setup. You know, thoughts of speakers everywhere and a mass of wires and outlet boxes jammed behind a home entertainment center come to my mind anyway. And then there's having to deal with multiple remote controls. So how does the technology that you provide deal with all that?
Well, we provide a comprehensive custom solution for each of our unique clients and their family situations. One of the things that you mentioned is speakers everywhere, massive wires, outlet boxes jammed behind equipment. So one thing that we do in our comprehensive customized solution is we work very well with a multitude of trades. And so for this particular example, we would work with an electrician to make sure that the outlet is there, to make sure that there's the correct surge protection in place. The technicians that we have completing all of our installations also do a beautiful job to tie up those wires and make sure you don't have a hairball behind your equipment. It makes it easier to access for maintenance purposes, for upgrading purposes. If you're moving and you want to be able to disconnect that equipment, it's so much easier if the wires are labeled and they're tied up nicely. And it's just much nicer to look at if it's done properly. So those are some of the things that we do just inherent with our comprehensive solutions that we provide. Also, we believe in the concept of having a universal remote control. And so there's a multitude of different brands out there that are available, and we will put together a proposal for each of our unique clients and their situations. But we like to advise them to get a universal control of some sort, even if it means that they just want to use their iPad and select an app that controls their lights or their TV channels or whatever. And so that way we can sort of declutter the common idea of what an entertainment system looks like and involves.
Yes, and that is something I think would appeal to a lot of people, because as you were describing some of the drawbacks of a conventional installation, a do-it-yourself or having a big box store people do it, one of the things that comes to mind is cleaning, because I know that in the past when I've had a so-called rat's nest worth of cords and outlet boxes and so forth, it's very, very difficult to keep clean back there. You almost have to disassemble everything, meaning pull all the plugs out, take everything out, and clean it. And of course, when that happens, any kind of clocks that you have set or your DVR is plugged in needs to recycle, can be a hassle. So it sounds like what you do alleviates the keeping clean part of it as well as the other benefits. What are some of the misconceptions people have about installing high-end multimedia components in their home?
Well, you touched on some of that. If people feel that they can just put in their own system, I would like to encourage them to do a little research before doing that, because if it's just as simple as attaching a DVD player to a TV, you know, you might be dealing with one wire, you might be dealing with three wires. You know, the case is going to vary based upon the equipment that you're using and the two pieces of equipment you're trying to pair together. And then you add a remote control to that situation, you've got a very complicated little system all of a sudden, and people don't realize that two or three pieces of electronics all speaking the same language, so to speak, it's not an easy thing to do if you don't know what you're doing. So one of the misconceptions, and it's not necessarily only high-end. When I say high-end, I'm talking about higher dollar, more custom specialized equipment, but really more just any kind of multimedia system. One of the misconceptions is, oh, this is easy. I can just go to Amazon or go to Costco or wherever and buy a piece here and there, and then I can come home and start plugging things in and this will all work. That's usually not the case. Even having a few pieces of equipment, all of a sudden, that can become very easily complicated. And so a complicated system done right will make your life much easier as far as the end user is concerned. Another issue to come up with these systems is a lot of people think that when they hire an audio video company to come in and put a system together for them, that they now are handling the satellite or the cable or the Verizon or the Fios or whatever. But the service providers for those services, your cable service, your satellite service, those are still handled by the service provider. But what we do is, by incorporating those pieces into our electronic systems, we are planning to interface with those companies for our clients to help alleviate some of the complications that inevitably come when it's time to upgrade your satellite box, or if you move and you're trying to move your system into a different room or something like that. So we work with our clients to make sure that those types of things that can very easily become frustrating are alleviated ahead of time.
What are some other major factors that people should take into account when considering a high-end multimedia system?
Well, when they're working with a company like ours, everything that we do is so customized to each individual case. So one of the factors that I would say is, are you a movie person? Or are you a music person? If you are a movie person, then we want to get you the right equipment so that you have the movies at your fingertips. So do you have a DVD collection, or do you prefer to stream all your movies? You know, those are the types of factors, if you will, to consider if you're a movie person. Are you a music person? You know, maybe you don't care to watch movies at all, but you care about music and you want to be surrounded by high quality music everywhere you go in your home. What kind of music sources do you have? Do you have a CD collection? Do you have all your music on Slacker radio station or a Pandora station? So those are the types of things that we ask our clients so that we can properly put in place the correct components for their system. Also, do you like to entertain? You can have lighting control, whole house music. There's so many different parts of an electronic lifestyle, and these are all things to consider. And a lot of people don't even realize what options are out there. So the good thing about working with a company that specializes in this, as opposed to trying to do it yourself, is you'll have the opportunity to learn what's out there and to learn what fits into your budget and what works with your lifestyle.
Interesting. What are some of the mistakes people make when ordering a high-end multimedia system?
One of the biggest mistakes, I would say, is thinking that they can do what I would call a line item veto. In other words, if we've been discussing a particular solution with a client and we have offered them a proposal and they come back and they say, I'd like to see every item broken down for the price, we're happy to do that, but we tell them, don't think that you can go and pick the highest dollar item and mark that off and substitute for a lesser item, because the way electronics are paired, you're setting yourself up for trouble by doing that. And that also is taking the expertise away from the expert and now going back to trying to be a do-it-yourself type of system, and it just doesn't work that way. Involved in a comprehensive system, there's so many different components besides the actual black boxes, so I like to call them. There's programming, there's installation to consider, and so a line item veto doesn't work for a high-end multimedia system. If you're looking to stay within a certain budget and your electronic systems provider is going to get close to that budget and you still want to knock off a few dollars here and there, you have that conversation and let them come back to you with a proposal that gets exactly where we need to be in the budget.
Okay, so that you let the experts do their thing, and if your budget was $10,000, they'll create a $10,000 system for you that has the best possible components for your investment, and you shouldn't try to second guess their expertise as to what components will work best with the other components that you have. Sounds like good advice.
Thank you. We've seen it many times where someone thinks that they can save $50 or $100 here or there by cutting off this component and switching it, you know, with something different. But what they're really doing is shooting themselves in the foot by causing a programming conflict down the line somewhere. And of course, their end user is not typically going to be educated about that. And so how in the world would they know that unless we tell them?
Exactly. At what stage do you put together a full-blown proposal for someone? Obviously, when you're putting it together internally, you do have a line item inventory or schedule of what's going to go into it. So you have to create that. But at what point do you commit your time, energy, and resources to doing that?
We always give a free consultation, what we call a free site survey. So if we're having a serious discussion with somebody who wants to get an electronic system put in, however large or small, we will go to their home or their office if the case is an office environment. We will walk through everything they want to accomplish, and then we'll come back to the office and we'll put together a proposal that we feel would fit for them. A lot of people don't even know, you know, what's a reasonable budget for this project. And so they just kind of tell us everything that they want. And then we come in and we give them a proposal to meet their expectation for everything they told us that they wanted. And then if they come back and say, oh, wow, that's a much higher proposal than I was expecting, then we can say, well, you can cut out this lighting component and save yourself X amount of dollars. Or we can go from this speaker that we've proposed for you and we can go to a different speaker, you know, or we'll work with them and see what we can do to get the budget more along the lines of what they had in mind. When we meet with someone, we never charge for that consultation. They're basically getting free consulting time with us by having us come and do a site survey. And we create a proposal as quickly as possible after that meeting. Everything's fresh in our minds. We want it to be fresh in their minds as well. And you ask, do we have these line items in our system? Of course we do. And in our proposals, it's always itemized. Whether or not we show you the price associated with each line item, it's really going to kind of depend on the client. Because if we can see that this person is going to go and take our estimate and use that as a shopping list and then go and try to buy all these components as cheaply as possible, what they've done, again, talk about shooting yourself in the foot, is they have taken a system that was designed for them, and they've basically taken that shell and removed it from the expertise. In other words, you no longer have the expert installation service behind it, nor do you have the warranty behind it, because if you purchase those things from us, which our prices are always competitive, we honor the manufacturer's warranty, and then we also have our labor warranty, and you're also removing the programming expertise. So based upon the feel that we get from that client, we will give them a proposal that either shows every line item or it just shows the basic totals at certain segments. Maybe we're doing a whole house and we say your master bedroom section costs this amount of money, your living room section costs this amount of money, you know, and then at the end, of course, you have the bottom dollar total. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes, it does. It's a very good explanation. So how can a client tell if the company they hire will deliver as promised before they sign on the dotted line?
They can't. That's why word of mouth is so powerful. And after being in business almost 12 years now, we've been using word of mouth referral as almost our sole source of new business. And it speaks volumes when you stand behind the work that you do, like we do. I would say the only thing that a client or a person that's in this market right now can do is they can talk to their friends, they can talk to their colleagues, their coworkers, people who have maybe upgraded in the recent history, and find out who they worked with, what was their experience like. Because if you think about it like a computer, electronics are like computers in that they all have bugs. They all occasionally need to be reset. They all get out of sync. And so no matter who you work with, you're going to have hiccups that are just incumbent with dealing with electronics. The most important thing that an end user can do before making this decision, before signing on the dotted line, is know, because they have other people's experience that says working with this company is the right direction to go, because I know that at the end of the day, they are going to make me happy. Even if I have a hiccup with my service provider, or if there's something that goes wrong in the programming and it needs to be corrected, I know this company will stand behind their work and they will correct it and they'll make me happy at the end of the day.
That's a great philosophy, a great policy that you have. But besides high-end multimedia systems, what new in-home technologies are available to make life easier and more enjoyable?
Well, we touched on it a minute ago when we were talking about universal remotes. With the emergence of the iPhone several years ago, and then other smartphones, iPads, other tablets, now you can pretty much have control of any kind of electronic you can imagine on the device that you use most frequently anyway. I've always got my phone in my hand or in my pocket. And so as I'm wandering around my office or my home for that matter, because I have both set up on electronic systems, lighting control, whole house music control, and things like that, no matter where I am, if I'm in one of my two environments, work or home, I can pull up an app on my phone and I can very quickly control my lights, my music. I can sign into my security system and arm it, disarm it. There's a plethora of things that you can do now. And so that is one of the most recent technologies that definitely brings a new convenience that we've never seen before. Think of it like this. Lights, cameras, and action. Okay, so you can control your lights, which I pair that with music. Lights and music, that's kind of the entertainment setup. Cameras, having surveillance on your home, most people nowadays will agree that they at least like to have some kind of surveillance on their front door, so that if somebody rings the bell, they can see who's standing there and they can choose whether or not they're going to open the door to that person. For more reason than anything, it's a security measure. You can have access to those cameras remotely now. So you can be out of the country and you can view who's standing at your front door if you have it programmed to send you notifications. The action part of that is, like I mentioned, I can get on my phone and I can arm my alarm system. If I had it set up to where my front door was on an IP controllable lock, I can unlock the front door so that my cleaning people can come in. If I have out-of-town guests arriving and I'm not home to greet them, I can unlock the door for them to come in. There's another great thing that we as audio-video integrators can do for our clients. We can set it up to where we can reset their system remotely. So, for example, if they call and they say, I'm not having picture on my TV, but I'm hearing the sound, or I'm not getting the audio, but I see the picture, we can go in, remotely access their system, reset it, therefore resyncing their system, and usually that fixes the problem right then and there, and it saves them having to pay for a service call, and it also saves them the frustration of being down for any amount of time. So those are some great conveniences that new technologies have brought in.
Now, is this new technology that you provide updatable and scalable, meaning in the world of consumer home electronics, sometimes you buy something and 2 years later it's obsolete or it's not compatible with something that's new. Is the software that you use updatable, upgradable for the most part, or is it just kind of very case by case, or what's your take on that?
Everything that we do, we purposefully gear it towards the future. So So we want our clients to be able to be easily upgradable, like what you're saying. We want them to be easily expanded. You know, when the next latest greatest thing comes out, we want to be able to add that into their system with minimal work, as opposed to having to rewire things and get back into the walls. So yes, everything is scalable. The good thing is now that pretty much everything is going through the internet, the possibilities are limitless.
Okay, so that we could say that you utilize forward-thinking design strategies to accommodate to the best of your ability and what is known in, on the day that you design it, what might be coming in the future. And I assume that you're staying pretty much on the leading edge of this, and you know what's coming down the road, maybe 2 or 3 years, so that you can say, well, last month we would have done it this way, but because we just learned that Sony is going to be doing blank, or that Macintosh is going to be doing blank, we're going to build in the capability to accommodate that should you want it 2 years down the road.
Yes, absolutely. And that is so true, because we are in this industry and this is our passion. We do stay on top of what's happening, and we go to our industry expos every year. There's 2 to 3 various expos every year that we attend. We're constantly reading up on the latest and what article just came out this week, what's expected to come in the next 6 months. Yes, we keep up with all that because we know that our clients do not, and they shouldn't have to.
Exactly. So, tell us about the most challenging, unusual, or humorous design or installation experience you've had.
One of the most challenging and interesting installations we've had, we're still going through. We have had the pleasure of working on a very large house, an 18,000 square foot home, and we've been there from day one. So we have been on this house now for 5 years. We've done everything from the initial planning and sort of space planning for allowing of the, you know, an equipment room, a lighting equipment room. This is obviously not your normal residence. So this is special considerations given to the amount of space required for the lighting modules and things like that. And all the, I believe we have 3 racks in this particular home full of equipment that run the whole house, in addition to the theater equipment itself. So this was a challenge, just the scale of the project. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a great success. And it's still going on. We're going to be wrapping it up this year, actually.
So do you have any closing tips or advice for someone thinking about upgrading their in-home lifestyle environment?
Absolutely. I mentioned it just a little earlier, but I really believe in the power of word of mouth and the power of sharing experience. I believe anyone who is looking to upgrade their existing equipment, or looking to even expand and get crazy, get whole house music, get lighting control. I've never had these things before, and now I know that about them. I can't live without them. I would say talk to your friends. Find out who the people that you hang around with, who are they doing business with, and what kind of experiences are they having with those people. And the bottom line is, work with someone you trust. Work with someone who's got a reputation for treating their clients right. The best thing that they can do is talk to their friends and do a little bit of research on the companies they're thinking about working with. You definitely want to work with somebody who's reputable and someone who will stand behind their work.
That's good advice.